normal distributions and why we care. We're going to focus on the why we care part right now. We will do a much richer job of understanding normal distributions and mathematically why we care at the end of the course. One of the reasons and motivations for looking at non-parametric statistics at the end is to contrast parametric and non-parametric after you have the set of models you're going to use most often. Now, let's take them apart a little bit and look at alternatives. But I hate using this lecture as a necessary precursor to teaching you how to use models you already know how to use. Okay? Right now, this is not the key detail that I want you to add to what you already know. Later, we'll come back and do some more with it. Statistics provide formulas to calculate more efficient summaries of the data. These statistics are then the basis for other statistics that test research hypotheses. The catch is that the formulas depend upon the assumption that the data come from a normal distribution. Our friend, the mean, is equal to the sum of x over n. How inoffensive and obvious. We've known it since second or third grade in math class. That is only a reasonable estimation of the middle of the distribution the more that distribution is symmetrical and normal. If you have a badly asymmetrical distribution or a badly non-normal distribution, that is not a good formula for estimating the middle. That's what we mean by the normality assumption. Every formula we have is derived under the assumption that this describes the data. The normal distribution is defined proportionally. That between the mean and one standard deviation above, 34% of the distribution. Between that and two standard deviations above, 13.5. 2 point blah, blah, blah. That's what it means to have a normal distribution. That's the formula for a normal distribution. And in it, we have two things. Where's the middle? And how much variability is there? If you solve this formula for this value, you get that formula. If you solve it for this value, you get our friend, the standard deviation. You get that formula. Though for those of you that are playing along in Calculusville, it's the first and second derivative of the moment generating function. And that's an awful lot of my calculus in one place. So what this means is all the statistical models that we're going to look at assume the data are normally distributed so that I can generate the formulas to calculate summary statistics and also so I can show you how to use that summary statistic to decide the primary statistical question. In all of these, the primary statistical question is the same. Is what's going on in the sample strong enough to conclude that's what's going on in the population? Almost every statistical test, almost every statistical significance test comes down to that question. Is what's going on in the sample strong enough to conclude that's what's going on in the population? And everything else comes from that. It really is that simple.